spoke about it a little bit earlier, but there should be a QR code printed in the center of your table. If you grab your camera function and point it at that, that will take you to one of our playbooks, specifically our Serve Team playbook. You can click through that. We also have that. It lives at nextlevelchurch.com/leadership. nextlevelchurch.com/leadership. And we circle this playbook. We utilize it for leaders rallies, for Serve Team trainings. We just point people to this, and we'll talk a little bit about why we made the decision to keep our playbook digital in just a little bit. All right, so we're going to start with mission. And by the way, each of the things that we are going to do and the template that you are going to be working with, we also have a virtual template that each of you will receive. And that virtual template you can utilize to guide you through clarity for your own team. So regardless of what team you're creating a playbook for, you can use this template. It's a very simple Microsoft Word document, or it can translate to any kind of Word type or Pages document. And then you can begin to utilize that. So we're going to stay on paper for this particular session, but we'll continue. So the first is mission. This is team-level mission. We talk about all the church-wide things. Team-level mission. So continuing with our train analogy, this is each part of the train, and this describes how this part of the train plays a role in where the train is going. So why have team-level mission statements? Because this allows that team to align with where the church is going. It allows it to align with the heart of the lead pastor, and it maintains unity and avoids wasted energy. Wasted energy is probably one of the biggest things that we see in ministry, is a lot of sideways energy. A team begins to do something because they think it's really cool, or they see another church doing it, but it doesn't align with where the heart and the mission of the church is. It also breaks down silos from forming. So what do we mean by team-level mission? Well, this really answers the question, how will this team contribute to the church-wide vision or mission? There are elements of team structure, and you'll see that visible in the playbook example that we've given you. We've also printed this. This is the kids' example. So we like to share at different points where structurally this team sits, so that people know where their covering is. And the example here is that it describes how this team uniquely contributes to leading people for us. How does this team uniquely contribute to leading people to become fully engaged followers of Jesus? Mission will motivate the team toward a common goal. Okay, so I want you to think about a team, your worship team, your kids team, your experience team, or your host team, your groups, whatever it is. How will this area of ministry contribute? The next is a really cool strategy called pillars. Pillars. And as mentioned before, we have some teams that have pillars here. Not all of them have pillars just yet. 5 more minutes for me. Oh man, that's more than enough time. Pillars. And so what do we mean by pillars? When we talk about pillars, we're talking about big ideas or big statements that embody the mission of the ministry team. These pillars express concepts offered across all roles of the team and all teams or sub-teams. And these pillars create alignment and impact. Pillars are areas that are constants to rally the team together and rally them forward. These pillars are applied in every interaction. So let me give you an example. I'm going to read to you 6 pillars from our kids team. And we can send these to you all as well if they're helpful. 6 pillars to the kids team here at Next Level Church. And you see the Next Level Kids vision, their mission rather, their structure. You can flip through here and see some of it. Regardless of what different roles, what different sub-teams, these are the pillars. Safe places. Okay, pillar number 1 is safe places. We create safe and clean spaces for children to learn and explore their faith with grace and love. This means that we're strategic about our environments and team member training to create safety for every child. Pillar number 1, safe places. Pillar number 2, I won't read all of them. Family partnerships. We view everything that we do as an opportunity to team up with parents in order to help raise children with strong spiritual foundations and a strong moral foundation as well. I'll read one more. Specialized environments. These are pillars that our kids' ministry lives on. Okay? Specialized environments. Each of our different environments have different curriculum, music, and events that are designed to be age and phase relevant. Fun and engaging for each child. Specialized environments. As you can imagine, these pillars are statements that are taught, they're circled, and our kids' ministry team centrally, as they rotate from location to location, we have three locations now with a total of seven different services. And we'll launch a fourth location in another year with two services, nine different areas. They have a evaluation sheet where they will either reward and celebrate or note any observations that are outside of these pillars. So these pillars become an evaluation for them. And as they train new central team members, they can go around and ensure that each of these pillars lives. If they accomplish these big ideas or these big pillars, they'll automatically be within the mission and within the vision. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So some of you all have team-level missions already. Maybe you don't. This is a great time to begin to create that. Some of you don't have pillars yet. This is a great time or opportunity to begin to create some of those pillars. So we're going to stop here for 7 minutes, and then we're going to put this into action. You've got your worksheet there, where you can begin to do that. And Lexi and I are going to float around for any questions that you might have as you're doing it. Put on some fun team mission, team pillars music. Yeah.